Good morning. This is Tony Kruko, and my wife, Brenda Brim Kruko, will be leading prayer today. And we want to thank you for participating. I'm trying to be a mini Miss Billy, and we have at least 45 states. I believe I have missed some. Ontario, Canada is participating, Israel, New Zealand, Puerto Rico, and I think one other nation, Washington, D.C. is the other non-state that's participating. And we're blessed to have you on the line. Miss Billy is in Israel, as everybody knows, winding up her this tour in Israel. And we have some participants from Israel, I believe, online. And so I'm going to turn it over to Miss Brenda, and she's going to welcome you. Thank you.
Shalom, shalom. Mom is, and we can lift her up today, but she is leading in prayer in Jerusalem prayer breakfast, and she said she didn't think she could pull it off, you know, doing both of them at the same time. So we just thank God for the calling on Mom's life, and we thank you so much for your faithfulness and you being part of the body of Christ for this time to pray for Israel, to pray for McDowell, and to do the Lord's bidding. The Lord, this time, he wanted me to what I was kind of praying about, well, actually he woke me up this morning, and he said, you know, just share a little bit of what the Lord showed you about your place in prayer for your mother, which is a ministry of help. That's what he told me. And he said, it was a divine visitation. I actually went to the heart of the Lord. It was pure love, like a big ocean of love. And I asked in my mind, what is this? John 17, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And then had just all kinds of downloads from the Lord. Number one was that from this place of love, from this heart of God, which we are one through John 17, is where we pray. All prayer is prayed from this place of love. And he said, because we're one in Jesus Christ, who is the Mashiach of Israel, his brothers, because he loves his brothers, and we as his bride, as one in him, we love Israel, and we pray for Israel. As one with his heart, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, as one in that heart of love, we pray for the world, because he loves the world, and he died for the world, and we're one in him. And then the third one was, because he loves the bride, and we are his bride. Actually, they were all the same. And we love our love, our Jesus Christ, our Savior. And because we're one in him through the Holy Spirit, and the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, see, we love the bride, we love the people in the body of Christ with his love. And so he trained me that from this womb of our spirit, from which is we are of the spirit, this is where things are birthed from God to the body of Christ on earth. And so I was just contemplating and reading when we're temples in this dispensation, and when Solomon was dedicating in earthly Jerusalem, and you know Mom's teaching her little mini book, Heavenly and Earthly Jerusalem, that Jerusalem, I'm is plural, and we are Heavenly Jerusalem, and of course the Israel, which we're praying for today, and for McDowell, that is in earthly Jerusalem. And so when the temple was being dedicated, Solomon stood, this is 2 Chronicles 5, or 6, 12. Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of the assembly of Israel and spread his hands out. And he said, verse 14, Lord God of Israel, there is no God in heaven or on earth like you, who keep your covenant and your mercy. Hallelujah, with your servants who walk before you with all your heart. And then he said in verse 20, that your eyes may be open toward this temple day and night, toward this place where you said you would put your name, that you may hear the prayers which your servant makes toward this place. And we know that's Jerusalem. But we do know, as being the heavenly rite, the heavenly Jerusalem, that when we pray from our hearts, that he hears us when we pray from our hearts. And so, in verse 29, he says, whatever prayer, whatever supplication is made by anyone or by your people Israel, when each one knows his own burden and his own grief and spreads his hands out to this temple, that you hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and forgive and give to everyone according to his ways, whose hearts you know. For you alone know the hearts of the sons of men, that they may fear you, reverence you, to walk in your ways as long as they live in the land which your fathers gave them. So we know this is when we're honest before God with our hearts and we pray from earthly Jerusalem, from our hearts, which is heavenly Jerusalem, that God hears us. And he hears us and so faithful when you guys pray. And we just want to lift up Israel. He was reminding me how Jesus Christ, the sages say, that, you know, and we've learned this from Mom, that the Mashiach, of course the sages don't say this, but they say the Mashiach, the Messiah, is David, is of the king, as of the line, the Davidic line, and that David had pure eyes. And they said that when the Messiah comes, his eyes will be pure and make everything right. He will make everything right in the land of Israel, and he will make everything right in the nations of the earth as he rules and reigns in this millennial realm. So, Father, we come before you right now. And another thing they said, and I was just reading it, I can find it real quick. They said, and this is in the Tehillim, they said that Adam's universe. I'll go back here. About the Messiah's vision. The Messiah's gift of beautiful eyes, in harmony, free from decision, in brotherhood, without jealousy or pride. Each creature will recognize its straight path and interfere with no other. Creatures of truth whose achievement is truth and who do not deviate from the path set for their mission. Adam's universal melody will be struck up again, never to be interrupted. Man will discover that the psalms we sing today, this is the Tehillim, are sung today, are rehearsal for the perfect symphony of tomorrow. The Messiah will echo the timeless words of the Tehillim and proceed further and far beyond. And the Lord, it reminded me to remember to pray the Psalms for Israel. And I know Israel prays the Psalms, and to when we, or sing the Psalms. When we come and we for Israel and we're praying to sing the Psalms and pray the Psalms. And so this particular Psalm that I was drawn to today was Psalm 102. I can find it here. And there's a couple of things. I want to tie in McDowell with this psalm. And I would like to start with verse 13. You will arise and have mercy on Zion. That's Israel, earthly Jerusalem. For the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. Now, that word time is moed, which is appointed time. You will have mercy on, you will arise and have mercy on Zion. For the time to favor her, yes, the appointed time has come. And, of course, we know, I believe that it has begun. And as we're praying for McDowell, we're praying for Israel, we're praying for the appointed time, which is now, for favor for McDowell. That's what came on my heart today. The appointed time to favor her. They're having a meeting this coming week with the mayor, and I'm sure some other city officials. And that's what, it was the appointed time. Favor her has come. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, and I'm going to tie in Mother with this, by the way, too, that the appointed time, she's always been favored, but there's a set time, it says. And the next verse is, your servants take pleasure in her stones. Her stones. You know, we're called lively stones. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. And Father, we come before you in the name above all names. And we thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ, the sweet singer of Israel, and the dispensations, Father, and the dispensations of the millennium. We thank you for David of earthly Jerusalem of Israel, how he was the sweet singer, Father, how he sang over his nation, how he sang, Father, over your will of God over the earth. And that this, Father, we come into that place that you've called the body of Christ, the heavenly Jerusalem, as one in Jesus through the Holy Spirit. And we come in that place, that place, which is come boldly to the throne room. And that place is we connect with our spirit. We're born from heaven. Hallelujah. And Father, from that place, we pray for our nation Israel. We pray, Father, that which you have appointed Miss Billy Brim to walk in right now in that prayer breakfast. Father, that which you have ordained her for the set time right now. We thank you for the favor, Lord, the favor, Father, the favor, Father, that it would be more than she's ever known, like she has, this has all been preparatory time for the places that you're bringing her into right now. And we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, Rabakai, Yini, Gimon, Shayedi, Bukini, Bonga, Yedi, On, So, Rabai, Yini, Mon, So, Raki, Ayedi, O, Ragai, Yadadai, Yadagi, Yini, No, Radi, Yadai, Yay, Negora, my gay, a gossy, poor, my day. Poor, a bike, and your. Oh, by a guy, and yay, a gay, Oh, Messiah, God, Yeshi, Kini, Akai. Ian, the king, a war, a massor, a machine, the other. Akai, a massor, a machine, again, a king. Oh, a Messiah, Mount Zion, a king. Glory to God. Now, I hope you're still on, because there is some, this chapter 102 is wonderful. I'm going to read this again, and then I'm going to read verse 12, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. And you will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, the appointed time, has come. For your servants take pleasure in her stones and show favor to her dust. So the nations shall fear the name of the Lord and all the kings of the earth, your glory. For the Lord shall build up Zion. He will appear in his glory. He shall regard the prayer of the destitute.
and shall not despise their prayer.
And listen to this.
This will be written for the generations to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord.
I believe that's the body of Christ. I believe that's heavenly Jerusalem.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father, for your faithful body, that we're learning how to enter into your spirit in prayer and identify who we are in Christ as one in him. And we thank you that because you are so interested in your people, Israel, that these precious ones are interested also, and that they're interested in what's going on into the nation and prophetic. Hallelujah, to pray and to enter into the prayers of the psalm. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father, for the protection over the leadership and even thwarting that which the enemy tried to do. But he couldn't do it because the watchmen were true. Hallelujah. And they stayed on their post. Hallelujah. And they worked with you, Lord. They worked with you, Father, in Jesus' name. And the enemy could not have any gain. Hallelujah. And we praise you, Father. And we glorify your name. We thank you for each supply, how important it is. How no one is left out. No one is left out. Hallelujah. No one is left out. Hallelujah. Like in some point, sometimes in basketball games, you know, someone might be sitting the bench. But there's not a none of that. Everyone is part of this great plan of God. And we give you all the glory, Father. We give you all the honor, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you glory, Father. There was a prophecy that Nancy Dufresne gave for 2018. And I believe it's for McDowell or Bell in the Galilee. And I believe it's for the body of Christ. I believe this is for the body of Christ to you, the angels. And you know, in the book of Daniel, it says that the archangel Michael overlooks Israel. And it says in the book of Hebrews that we have angels for the heirs of salvation, ministering spirits. So anyway, I'm going to read this. And it says, in a recent church service, the Spirit of God came on me and I began to prophesy about 2018. And I wanted to share this with you. This is Nancy Dufresne. Not as it has been, but as it shall be. Not making the same missteps of the past. No, repeated missteps, but steps. No repeated missteps, but steps of purpose, steps of revelation, restoring. Such restoration ahead, restoration of time, restoration of supply, restoration of spiritual development and growth. We thank you, Father. So what does 2018, and I'm going to put it for McDowell, hold for McDowell or Bell in the Galilee? As the body of Christ and prayer, as Israel, God's chosen nation, acceleration. Acceleration spiritually, acceleration financially, and in supply. And accelerated with divine assistance, the angels of heaven. I see that, Father, a dispatching of another, just not just a couple of angels, but ranks of angels dispatched to assist in the progression of the plan of McDowell or Bell in the Galilee. So we receive that as your family, Lord, as your body. We receive that. We believe in the divine assistance that angels bring. They are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who are heirs of salvation. They help us and assist us in accomplishing the will of God. So, Father, as a congregation, our Father, as we meet together, Father, for your nation Israel, we consecrate ourselves to your will, to your plan, acceleration with divine assistance. And it will be a landmark year that we will have as a whole, and we'll look back and we'll say, nothing as notable has happened to the extent that it has in this year. There has been so many wonderful things that have happened, remarkable things that have happened, but not to this scale, not to this level. We thank you, Father, that this is the year our lives will headed for. We thank you for it, Father, and the revelation that will come through divine utterances. That's what's going to bring about the acceleration, the revelation. The revelation brings acceleration. We thank you, Father, for it, and the favor of God upon each and every one who call his name. Father, the favor of God upon McDowell or Bell, for each one of the people represented in praying, Father, for the nation of Israel on this phone call. The favor of God, Father, for the Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, the Glorious Church Fellowship, Champions for Christ, Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. I think I mentioned that. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. McDowell or Bell in the Galilee right now. The favor of God. As Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man, the favor grows. The favor grows upon this work of God, that which he's called us to, upon the vision of McDowell or Bell in the Galilee. And we run with it. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you for your supply. We thank you for you joining in today. And Mother will be back the 15th of June, coming back to the States. And the tour has already left. And so, do you have something to say? Oh, the President. Father, we actually, that prayer or that prophecy that Nancy had, we just lifted up for our President. And we thank you for the favor of God, Father, upon him. We thank you, Father, that scripture that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. We ask that for our president. We ask that he grow in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man in the name of Jesus. And we lift up him and his protection of his family. We thank you for today, Father, that he grow in that. And every day, that's a prayer we need to pray for him. That's a really good scripture. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we thank you for your for joining us today. And like I said, Mom, we'll be back next week. And the tour ended actually the 6th, I believe. So now they're doing business with, different things they're doing in the land for McDowell or Bell and also the breakfast and those things that God's called Mom to do. And we give you God all the glory and all the praise. And shalom, shalom.